Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor to the stars. Okay, maybe not actually movie stars, being we live in southern New Hampshire, but cool people nonetheless. Jessica Labby is our co-host, and she's got a story to tell. Maybe we'll hear it someday. This professional podcast is produced by Mike Clark, a super hip guy that is usually barefoot. These two dynamic women, and maybe that Mike guy, will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Hello, listeners. Mike is barefoot today.
I am.
As usual.
I can't afford shoes.
Right. Let's start with an exercise, listeners. What I would like you to do is to stop for a moment and think about the person that you know that exudes radiance. When you think of someone with radiant health, who do you picture? And then ask yourself, why did I pick them? What about them is radiant? When I do this exercise, the person that comes into my mind is one of my good friends, Dr. Stephanie Mills. And we have her in the studio with us today. Hello, Stephanie.
Yay. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie.
Really saved the applause.
And I'll tell you a little bit about Dr. Stephanie. She's a pretty remarkable woman. I first met her when she was 18. And at the time, she was Miss New Hampshire. And interestingly, she, that evening I met her, was announcing publicly that she was going to accept and utilize her full ride scholarship to Palmer College of Chiropractic. This was in conjunction with the Miss America Scholarship Organization, and she was deciding that she would become a chiropractor. Now, imagine me, age 23, doing my chiropractic internship. I was pretty excited to hear this, and instantly we connected and became friends. So we go way back.
We do, but let's not mention dates so no one
can
do the
no
math.
No dates.
Okay.
No dates. Well, and you talk about radiant health, you think, well, you know, does age really matter? And it really doesn't. You know, I can think of people who are radiant in their 60s and 70s. You don't necessarily think of someone in their 20s. It's kind of interesting. You know, Mike, you're a pretty radiant guy.
I'm not 60 yet, though.
No, you're not. You're 51.
Oh, ouch.
Aren't you 52 now?
Oh, 51. Oh, don't push it,
okay.
Girlfriend.
Let's talk about what we define as radiant. You know, personally, when I think radiance, I think of someone's skin glowing. I think of someone who wouldn't need makeup because they naturally have a pinkness in their cheeks. You know, Jessica, what do you think of?
I think of somebody that radiates from the inside out, that they have just a glow about their aura.
I agree. Their attitude, the way, you know, the way they go through life.
So there's naturally feelings of love coming from them or feeling good about themselves.
Vitality. I mean, you can see it in their eyes, the life in their eyes.
And interestingly, because we see this in the office, even the way someone moves, even if it's subtle, people who are radiant have flexibility. They have the ability to walk lightly, to not have any type of restriction in their movement. You can see that ease of movement with people who are radiant.
I think of radiant, I think of someone that just takes good care of themselves, mentally, spiritually, and physically.
And I agree.
All coming together, and that produces that glow. Like when someone walks in the room and they just steal the attention of everybody in that room, that's radiance.
Before the podcast started today, we were talking, Dr. Stephanie and I, about the concept of a candle burning brightly. And life really should be that way. Think of this bright candle that's burning until the very end, and then it just slowly goes away. So going back to Stephanie, to your history, when you decided to become a chiropractor, obviously you had a huge reason to decide that because you had a full ride scholarship, mm-hmm. which that's worth a lot of money. What made you decide? Was that the determining factor? Had chiropractic been something in your life before that?
Well, I had chiropractic in my life growing up, but I think I took it for granted. I've been getting adjusted since I was about 7 years old, and it's just something we did. We went to the chiropractor. And I never considered it as a as a career or a job option, partly I think because there's just not chiropractic colleges here in New Hampshire. So it never crossed my mind. But when the scholarship was there and the money was there, it was like, this is a no-brainer. This is where I'm supposed to be.
Now, I'm sure our listeners are thinking, well, why did you go to a chiropractor when you were a child? Were you?
Doesn't everybody go to a chiropractor when they're a child?
I haven't been yet.
What?
But I may come see you.
No, you must see Dr. Jennifer, the queen of chiropractors.
Might hurt me, though.
Actually, Mike, can we unveil the truth?
Sure, go ahead.
Mike has an appointment, a new patient appointment for 3 days from now.
I'm afraid.
It's going to be okay.
You know what's great is we're going to do an entire podcast to allow the listeners to see what your experience was.
Nice.
It'll be in about a month.
Good.
That's going to be pretty cool.
So we'll do a remote from my hospital bed. Is that what it is?
Mike, you're going to feel better than ever.
I'm sure I will.
You know, that's interesting because we're talking on one hand, Stephanie's explaining how chiropractic was just a natural part of growing up. And on the other hand, someone who has spent their whole life not necessarily understanding the importance of taking care of their spine and having fear with doing that. It's interesting because, you know, where in there can someone learn really what the truth is about taking care of your spine?
Right. See, I know nothing of it, so why am I afraid of it? You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me ask you this. Say you've never brushed your teeth for 50 years. Are you going to be afraid of going to the dentist?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to find. You're afraid to see what you're going to find.
Right.
You're afraid that there's going to be a lot of work because you've neglected your teeth. But is that enough of a reason to not go, I guess? So obviously you're going to do it. You know, when you're seven, it's not like there's all these problems to undo necessarily. And so the adjustments are just really pretty simple and really healthy for you. It's just keeping the spine aligned and keeping it healthy.
Yeah, we were meant to maintain our spine since we were born. And people don't understand that. They don't realize it. They go through life and then 30, 40 years of life happens.
Yeah.
Misalignments happen.
Well, actually, I have some statistics right here. Did you know that in just 1 week of life, you have 168 hours of gravitational pressure? Over 5,000 small movements of the spine, even when you're just sitting, 21 plus hours of sitting, which is the worst thing biomechanically you can do for your spine. 21 plus hours, probably more for a lot of people who have computer works. Yeah, for you.
I sat in this chair 10 hours yesterday.
The average person has 14 plus hours of worry, stress, or anxiety, 2 plus hours of anger or sadness, 15 plus hours of food that's being digested, over 10 doses of toxic chemicals, and that could be processed food, medication, pollution, and 2 nights minimum of poor REM production when you're sleeping. And, you know, REM's important because there's a tremendous amount of repair that needs to happen when we sleep. And it's one of the most important metabolic processes. We'll have a whole podcast on that. So basically, in 1 week of life, it's enough to produce stress in the entire body. And imagine
that'll kill your radiance.
It will. That's exactly right. So if you're not staying on top of your health, if the breakdown of your body is exceeding the repair of your body, you're not going to be radiant. And by definition, for me, radiant health is when the repair exceeds the breakdown. So Dr. Stephanie, you obviously have decided to have chiropractic be a part of your goals for health. What about your children? Because like me, you have two young
gorgeous
children.
They are radiant. And from day one, they have been checked for misalignments. They've had chiropractic care.
So have they been sick much? Have they been hospitalized? Have they been on medication in their life?
No, you know, they've never been vaccinated. That's a choice that I've made. Never been hospitalized, never had antibiotics. And sure, they've been sick. And I use that in the bunny ear quotes, sick, because if they have a virus or a bacteria that comes into their body makes symptoms to get rid of it. They might have a runny nose, they might have a cough, they might have a fever, but we look at that as the cure. And so their bodies heal themselves and we just let nature do its thing.
Yeah.
And simple.
Her girls are beautiful. I tell you, they're beautiful. So what in their opinion, if I were to say to one of them, why do you get adjusted? What do you think they would say?
I think that one would say, because mommy makes me. There's the truth.
Is that the older one or the younger one?
That would be the younger one. The older one would probably tell you, because it turns my power on.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think my children would be somewhere in there as well. It's just something we do. Yeah. That's just what you've always done. My husband, Dr. David, he's been adjusted as well since birth. And, you know, here he is, how old is he, Jessica? 38?
38, yes.
I have to ask you, isn't that funny? and like Stephanie's children and our children, he's never had any type of medication, chemical vaccination. And here's a 38-year-old male who's never had an antibiotic, never taken Tylenol, never been hospitalized. It's amazing. And he is unbelievably healthy. He can still get sick. You know, he just got over a cough, but his body heals very efficiently. And he's got an amazing spine, a beautiful spine. Yeah, he has a spine.
And he's a motorcycle rider too. So yeah, that's going to be tough on your back.
You can imagine how much more we've worked to keep his spine healthy, yeah, being a professional dirt biker. Absolutely. Well, what we're going to do when we come back from break is I want to hear more about Dr. Stephanie's experiences with Radiant Health. I promise you it's going to be exciting. Catch you on the other side.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Welcome back. We're here in the studio with Dr. Stephanie Mills from Concord, New Hampshire. If you are interested in finding out more about Dr. Stephanie, especially if you know someone who would like to experience chiropractic care in the Concord area, you can find information at crossroadschiropractic.com. Dr. Stephanie, I would like to hear what got you under chiropractic care in the first place when you were 7 years old.
Well, I was tagging along with my dad to his appointment, and he was using chiropractic in the more traditional way of back pain management. And the chiropractor knew that I was struggling with chronic ear infections and just asked my dad, you know, can I check your daughter? And he did. He palpated my spine and he found a misalignment at C2, that second cervical bone in the neck, and adjusted it. And from that point on, I didn't really have ear infections anymore.
Wow.
And that was after being on so many rounds of antibiotics that I was immune to amoxicillin and penicillin. And after having ear surgery, I had tubes put in my ears and I had my adenoids taken out. Yeah. So chiropractic saved my life.
That's amazing. Your spine can control all that in your body?
Absolutely. That's incredible. Everything.
And she mentioned C2, and that's from the upper neck. And not only do those nerves go to the eyes and ears, it also affects the immune system. So Stephanie, after your ear infections improve, what made your parents decide to continue your chiropractic care?
I don't really know. I just went and got adjusted for wellness, I assume. I assume that maybe the chiropractor had talked to my parents and taught them about the importance of continued adjustments.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that's talked often about in chiropractic offices is the concept of innate intelligence. And innate is just a term coined by chiropractic that refers to the inborn intelligence or ability for our bodies to heal. And one thing I love about stories like that is I know that that chiropractor did not say, I'm going to treat or cure your ear infections. What they do is they remove the interference that's not letting the nervous system work. And of course, the body is always going to be attempting to heal. And your body was given the ability to heal. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear, Dr. Stephanie, any other cool examples or stories of this innate intelligence and chiropractic working in your life or in your practice. Do you have anything that comes to mind?
Oh, yeah. One of the little girls in the practice comes to mind right away. Her name is Paige, and she came in at 3 years old, and the day that we had seen her, she hadn't pooped in 10 days. It had just been going on her entire life. She was on over-the-counter medication, prescription medication, drinking the Metamucil, gritty stuff. Parents were just always struggling with it. And her grandfather was a practice member and told his daughter, you've tried everything. Why don't you bring Paige in to see Dr. Stephanie? And so she did. She came in. We palpated her spine, found a subluxation at L1, which is the first lumbar vertebra, and adjusted it. And she had a bowel movement that afternoon. And She's been healthy ever since. She's almost four now. And you'd never know that that was a struggle for her. And that was affecting her in school because she was in preschool. Yeah, Montessori school. And it was as simple as nerve flow for her.
I've actually seen that pattern quite often in practice. Even with adults, there'll be obvious degeneration and subluxation at L1 with constipation or bowel movement issues. And it's amazing you can stimulate that area, and sometimes it allows the body to start functioning better. I'm just curious, Dr. Stephanie, have you noticed in your practice an increase of children with acid reflux issues, especially infants?
Yes, absolutely.
I have too. I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Where is that coming from?
I've wondered the same thing because it's...
McDonald's.
Well, you know, but we're talking to like 8 to 9 month old, 6 month old children who are being put on medication added to their formula to help with acid reflux.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. And I've hypothesized, you know, maybe the whole car seat subluxation because, you know, neurologically, the middle of the back can be related to that. And oftentimes the children have subluxation there. And the vast majority of time, they seem to improve with chiropractic. Have you noticed that?
Yes, definitely.
It's interesting. There's something happening in a wide spectrum of children that are causing these upsets. And unfortunately, the parents, you know, what do you do when the 6, 8 month old is screaming throughout the night because they're so uncomfortable? There's not many options. They usually resort to medication, which is a really scary thing to do with that young of a child. And thankfully, a lot of them do find their way to offices like ours. But that's interesting that you've noticed that as well.
Yeah, it's scary to think about that they probably haven't even tested the medications they're putting in these babies' bottles on babies.
And I haven't really found any families that have said the medications even seem to help.
But yet they continue with it because it's the only thing that they can do.
Yeah, especially if they've had birth trauma. You know, if they've had a forceps birth, a suction birth, or C-section, it's not uncommon that their spine was damaged in the birth process. So Stephanie, have you had any birth trauma cases, children who've come in as newborns with issues?
Yes, I remember one little boy, baby, that was referred to us, and he was really colicky. And I checked him, adjusted the upper bone in his neck, atlas, and they had come an hour to our office. And I tried to follow up with them the next day, and they told me that their son was a different baby after one adjustment.
Wow.
The dad wrote a testimonial, written testimonial for our office, and wrote that, "Thank you, Dr. Stephanie. I like my son now."
Oh.
Yeah. It's so simple to check a baby. And it doesn't take a lot of force to adjust a baby. It's a simple check. We don't take x-rays. We just use our hands to feel where the bones are misaligned.
It's almost like little finger flicks on the skin is how I explain it with young children. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's not at all what people imagine in their minds.
You know what I love is when, by the time they hit 18 months, if they've been adjusted since they were really little, they just crawl right up on the table.
Yes.
They just lay face down. I had a little boy.
I'm going to do that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
You can adjust me like a baby too, right? Be very gentle.
Yes. Okay. I promise your first adjustment will be unbelievably gentle.
Okay, good.
Okay. I had a little boy came in today and his father brought him in. Usually the mother does. So the father brought him in and he said, "Well, I've never been to your office to take my son, and my wife always does it." And he said, "Now I understand, because every time we drive by your office, this little boy who's 2 and a half says, 'I go chiropractor. I go chiropractor right now.'" And he asked to go. It's the sweetest thing. He just crawls right up on the table. Children, I think, innately understand that it's helpful to them. They feel different even though they can't verbalize it. Mm. They know their bodies is more lined up. And here's another thing about radiance I was thinking about. People who are radiant, I think, are more in tune with their body.
People
are so desensitized. Have you know that? When people will first come in, no matter if they have pain or not, understanding those small nuances of what their body is doing, there's a disconnect between understanding their body.
I think we've been taught that, especially in the United States, just to ignore what's going on in our body and focus on what we need to do, whether it be work or school or taking care of the kids. We just disconnect from
our
body.
You can't stop. You have to go to work. You have to make money.
All that other stuff comes first.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't.
Yeah. We're taught to let, you know, and it's interesting because Jessica and I just came from a restorative yoga class. And what we just do for an hour every Friday, our transition from work to the weekend, is we take an hour just to check in with our bodies, do some light stretching, some breathing. And Jessica, do you notice a difference on your weekend?
Absolutely. It's the perfect way to start a weekend.
Jessica loves her yoga anyway. She's always talking about that.
And I'm going again tomorrow.
Been huge for you. I mean, we've talked a little bit over the years about how you've become more in touch with your body. And chiropractic's been part of that, and yoga.
And look how radiant she is.
She is radiant. She is radiant. She moves in a radiant way. Bringing this back to radiant health, when you have the ability to get chiropractic care from a very young age, you have such an advantage. But of course, most people haven't had that experience. I've seen people transition into a state of radiant health in such a short time, once they just make the decision to take care of their bodies in a better way. And I would really like to encourage our guests to think about what you can do to take care of your body in a way that maybe you're not doing. For a lot of people, that'll be a chiropractic checkup, and I hope that you do that. For people who already have that in their life, they might start looking closer at how they're sleeping, how they're eating, how they're moving, or like we were saying, Jessica, how they're letting their body restore and getting in touch. Stephanie, would you agree that working towards radiant health is the same as working towards a healthy body?
Absolutely. It takes effort and it takes a conscious thought process towards that goal of what you want. And radiant health is something that I think is levels above just health.
Yes.
Is that how you won the Miss New Hampshire pageant?
You know, I think I won Miss New Hampshire because I was radiant and had great posture and I was well adjusted.
She did. I've seen the videotape. She shone out there.
What was your talent?
I was a tap dancer.
Nice.
Which you cannot do barefoot.
I know that.
Yeah. Well, the exciting thing is in a month or so, Mike, we'll have a whole show devoted to your experiences with chiropractic. And I can't wait to see.
I am so excited.
Your radiance.
I'm going to glow. My head's going to glow even more than it already does.
It is. Thank you, Dr. Stephanie, so much for being here. And I really encourage our listeners, again, if you know people in the Concord area, encourage them to go to Crossroads Chiropractic because they'll be so well taken care of.
Thanks for having me here.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.